Hi, I am Neville Jagina here with
Boston Kellner
and our new athletic director,
Mr. McKinstry.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So, to kind of start us off here, since you're like brand new, what is your background?
Well, I'm starting my 19th year in athletic administration. I spent the previous 5 years as the district athletic director for the Poudre School District in Fort Collins, Colorado. My job there was to oversee all 6 high schools in the district. So I wasn't in an actual building. I was at the district level, at the central administration level. Actually enjoyed the job very much. Left that job, and I actually have retired from education. Moved to Savannah, Georgia, and was living on the East Coast, playing a lot of golf and doing a lot of traveling and really enjoying life, and then some family circumstances happened here in Colorado that drew me back to Colorado, and had the opportunity in late June to interview for the Pine Creek Athletic Director job. And had a prior relationship with Ms. Cormany and Mr. Trahan and Mr. Mahan, knew them all three really well. So I was excited for the opportunity, and very fortunate for myself that I was hired to be the new athletic director of Pine Creek.
Did you know them through like your time in Colorado, kind of like through education?
Good question. Yeah, I was at Lewis Palmer as the head basketball coach, assistant principal, athletic director at Lewis Palmer for 8 years. So I spent a lot of time in this area and developed relationships with all three as they were at different high schools as well.
Yeah.
And worked with them, because all three of them were also athletic directors. So we all have an athletic background, and I think that's one reason that attracted me to Pine Creek, is just a real strong administrative team and people that have been athletic directors and understand the importance of athletics.
So how has your experience been like overall so far?
It's been great. Everybody's been so generous, so polite, made me feel very welcomed. That includes the staff, the faculty, the coaching staff, administrative team, the parents have welcomed me with open arms, and so far it's been a great experience.
Have you been able to kind of like meet with students or kind of watch them perform?
Yeah, I've been trying to get out as much as possible. I've been to 2 volleyball games, been out to watch the golf tournament at Pine Creek, the one we hosted, been to 2 softball games, been to a soccer game, so getting out as much as I can. I'm getting to learn the students and names and faces a little bit more, but looking forward to getting better in that area too, because that's the fun part of this job, is getting around students and getting to know them.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. And being at one of our so-called rival schools, Lewis Palmer, how has your perspective kind of changed of Pine Creek now that you're here?
It's interesting. That's a great question. When I was at Lewis Palmer, and still at Lewis Palmer, I was kind of known as the basketball school. I was really fortunate and blessed that we won 2 state championships when I was the head coach there, and
that's
had
awesome.
A great program. And the perception of Pine Creek at that time was always that Pine Creek was the football powerhouse. What I found out, I think the schools are very similar, the students are very similar, but what you find out when you come to Pine Creek is there's so much more to the school than football.
Yeah.
And that you have excellent athletic programs in both the boys and girls side. And it's also a bigger school than Lewis Palmer.
Yeah.
So I think Pine Creek has a little bit more to offer in the form of more athletic programs, more activity and clubs. Very similar, both excellent schools academically, both very high functioning athletically. And I'm the lucky one. I got the opportunity to be at Lewis Palmer, and now I get to experience Pine Creek. So it's been tremendous so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you spoke a little bit how both pretty big schools, but Pine Creek's a little bigger than Lewis Palmer. We talked to Mr. Netherton last year about kind of the expansion of, say, the weight room, maybe the gym, since our school population is a little higher than it's meant to be.
And it's going to keep on going up, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely.
They have to have a lottery just to get in, the first choicing in. Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But, I know there's a lot of construction going on with the pool right now, but is there any other plans to expand any of the weight rooms, like I said, or the gym?
Yeah, I know Mr. Netherton did a good job of trying to get that ball rolling and getting that movement began. And that's one thing that I've noticed since I've been here. Now, I know I've only been here, you know, basically 6 or 7 weeks, but if there's one thing that I'd like to change about Pine Creek, it would be more upgrades in the facilities, weight room, some different areas to have more storage for athletic programs. Okay. Storage is really tight around here.
It's big.
I'd like to do some upgrades with some of the infrastructure around the outside fields with more sidewalks and accessibility type issues that I think we might have. And again, that that's easy to talk about, but the hard part is finding the funding to actually carry this through. And you know, that's something that I'd love to be able to do, is help either fundraise or get the district to provide funding to really give us a new weight room to expand our storage capabilities, to improve on some of the infrastructure out on outdoor facilities that we have, and improve, you know, like the walkways to the softball, baseball area.
Yeah, definitely.
And make the accessibility to the back turf field better, because right now it's kind of difficult to get the average person back there to watch a game.
Yeah, it's just kind of one little
road back. Yeah, exactly. So I'd love to find a way to open that whole area up so that people can access it more easily. So a lot of ideas. We'll just see if I can find the money to pull it off.
Yeah.
And do you have any like fundraising ideas or anything like that to kind of kick off this idea?
That's a great question too. What I did as the district athletic director for the schools in Fort Collins was that we brought in large jumbotrons or video boards and put them on our turf fields and at our district athletic stadium. And I say that because what we did with that is we were able to generate a lot of revenue off advertising and marketing of our programs. And it cost us $800,000 to bring in those video boards, and they're the largest video boards for high schools in the state of Colorado.
Yeah,
34 by 26. But that really attracts your businesses or corporations who want to join and partner with the schools to improve their marketing and branding in the community, and they love it. So we're running advertising. You know, it's just like a Bronco game or a Rockies game. You know, you go and you can watch the big screen.
Right.
A lot of people watch that instead of the game even, because of all the things you can do with that big screen presence. And we were able to generate a lot of revenue. So I'd like to try and convince our district to look into getting video boards, you know, the jumbotrons, and the capabilities you have to create new revenue streams through marketing and advertising. People love that. I had Shields, which is just in our area, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Shields gave us $100,000 to be part of that program. That's just one, you know, big company. But, you know, they didn't blink to give us $100,000 to support, you know, our move. And what we're going to use that money for is the same thing that I'm talking about here, to improve all the facilities and storage areas in the district in Fort Collins. So I have experience in that area. We'll just see if, you know, we can find support.
Yeah. And with our, like, schools kind of connections, like we sell Canes and Panda Express and Chick-fil-A, maybe those could be some.
Exactly. It works. Yeah. It's really easy in Fort Collins. And Fort Collins is a lot like this area. We got Shields, we got the Bank of Colorado, we got some private financial institutions that did the wealth management. We did Backus and Shanker, a law firm out of Denver. We liked our program so much that they decided to advertise in our district stadiums in Fort Collins. So there's a lot of interest from both large and smaller businesses that love to partner with the schools, because they want to give back to the community just like we do. So it's a great concept, and it works very well if you can get it started.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea as well. I personally, I'd be all for that, and I think that may even bring more attraction to games such as maybe football games. Maybe more students will even go to the games now that they have more of an attraction. And don't get me wrong, spirit here at Pine Creek is really, really good, but I think it could be even better. So,
yeah. Are you talking about for like our own football field or for
both? Yeah. So you have it at the site level or at Pine Creek, and then you'd also put it at the district football stadium, you know, and what we did too, the revenue generator was so tremendous that we were able to bring in and develop video boards for the gymnasiums too, do the same concept by putting a video board in the gym. And you know, what you can do is you can run commercials, you can run, it's like having a smart board, you can run a class through there and have everything live and put graphics in there and do everything that you see at the big, you know, stadiums at the professional level, you can do at the high school level. You know, creativity is the limit, as much as you can think of what you can do with those things. It's pretty awesome. So I hope we can get that done. It'd be so beneficial for the student body and for the athletic programs and for the community too.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
Wouldn't so with the video boards, would that be an issue for kind of like the neighborhood around us, or do you?
No, it really isn't. I can't remember the right terminology, but the light that's generated, the noise, everything has really minimal impact on the surrounding neighborhood. So. You can put them in, and it really has no more of an impact than your traditional old standard metal box or light bulb. You know, and the thing about what we have now, those are so outdated. You know, the metal box with light bulbs, scoreboards, and those are, you know, 20 years behind the times. So it'd be nice to catch us up and get into the modern world with the rest of the, you know, athletic world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like our baseball scoreboard for almost the whole year. It was probably like the last eighth of the year last year. It just wasn't working.
Yeah.
It wasn't working the whole time. And then once we got it up, the only thing that we could do was, even in separate boxes, not even like on top of each other, was the score.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny, but I think it would be nice to. I think it would be nice to.
You've got a great attitude.
I think fans like to see the score whenever they're watching.
Yeah.
So, going back to kind of the construction side and expansion, we know the pool. Do you have any idea when that's going to open, or?
You know, I was told initially probably they'd be completed with the project by mid to late April. I you know, with construction delays and how supply chains and so forth are still, you know, bogged down. I would hope that maybe they complete that by summertime, and then we'll be able to use that next school year.
Cool. So with the pool, it's pretty, it's going to be, it's a, how do I put this, kind of like a, like, kind of crazy how we're getting it, like, at our high school. So do you think maybe it won't just be for, like, the swim team, maybe classes will be taught there, PE classes maybe?
Yeah, I definitely believe that's part of the plan, is that all the PE teachers will be certified to teach swimming classes. And we'll add swimming classes to the curriculum. Probably, you know, I would imagine besides just swimming, you probably can do some scuba lessons and, you know, different things that involve water sports, polo, you know, those type of things. Should be pretty cool. It should open up a lot of opportunities both for our student body, but also for the entire community.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is common knowledge, but does that pool have like a diving?
Yeah, we'll have a diving board. Area. Yeah, so it'll be the real deal. You know, it's called a natatorium. And a natatorium is where you have both the swimming lanes for competitive swim, but you also have the diving, diving area. So yeah, it'll be fully functional for competitive swim meets. It'll be nice. It'll be really nice.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be awesome. Kind of branching off into a different area here. What are your main goals for this season, or not even this season, but this year, in terms of success for all the teams?
You know, I think being someone new, you come in and you kind of you take your time and learn what everybody values, traditions they want to keep, see what their goals and aspirations are for each of their programs. And then my job is to try and make those happen.
Okay.
So I'm learning about each of the different coaches, each of the different sports programs, seeing what their aspirations, their goals are. And then my job is to try and add value to that and make that happen. So, you know, I think there's a great culture established here already. You know, excellence is expected academically, excellence expected athletically, excellence is expected in the arts. And so there's a, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship between all three. That's kind of a big word.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a, it's really a mentality that I think Pine Creek has that drew me to Pine Creek.
Yeah.
That you guys value being high performing in all three areas. And so I want to come in and make sure that we continue to build on that culture. I want to make sure that every student has a positive experience in athletics, make sure that every student gets the opportunity to improve,
yeah,
build self-esteem and confidence, and then make sure that our coaches, you know, teach every student that they tutor or mentor what it means to be a champion. That's important to me. You know, they don't, maybe they choose not to really commit to the level of being a champion, but I want to make sure that each student understands what it means to be a champion, what it takes, the sacrifices, how they have to be different in order to be a champion. And then it's up to them. If they want to take that route and really aspire to compete at the highest level, that's great. If they don't, that's okay too. But I want them to at least understand what it means to embody those qualities of a champion.
I love it.
So I know you said you like golf, but what kind of sports did you do back in high school?
Yeah, I was actually a four-sport athlete. I played quarterback in football, point guard in basketball, was an 800-meter, 400-meter long jump, triple jumper in track,
okay,
and then baseball pitcher, shortstop in baseball.
Yeah.
And then but I love all sports. I played tennis, not competitively. I played those competitively, but I love golf, love tennis, you know, soccer. I like, you know, that's why I am what I am. That's why I'm an athlete.
Exactly.
Yeah, you better love it. If you don't, you're in trouble.
Right.
I know here we kind of have like Peach Fuzz, kind of like the amateur like tournaments, like with spike ball.
Oh, cool.
Do you plan to open up like any more of those events?
You know, I really haven't thought about that. That's a good question. Have my hands full with our competitive program, but you know, one thing I would do is Mr. Trahan, who oversees activities, if I could help him develop some of those opportunities at the club level, recreational level, I'd love to help him. The more and better ways you find and connect students, the better school you're going to have.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those things you're talking about, we'd love to see students have access to and be able to do that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. I want to say, you kind of talked about how athletes will have success and if they want to pursue the highest level. I like the mentality side of the game. I think it's pretty big. I think if you strive for something enough that you put your heart into it and you actually play as hard as you can get there. So how will you personally help athletes succeed and try to get to that next level?
I think that is something that is built on a relationship between me and the coaching staff, our head coach and assistant coaches. You know, I have certain expectations that they hopefully will fulfill as their role as the head coach of a program. And part of that is, you know, I want a first-class experience for all of our students. I think coaches need to be passionate about their sport, and they want to keep up with the current trends of athletics and be lifelong learners. And I think if they're passionate, they're lifelong learners, and they understand how to teach and motivate students. And if they don't, then it's my job to help them develop those qualities.
That's awesome.
Because they have the tightest and most quality relationship with their students.
Definitely.
And you guys have experienced that and seen that. So, you know, if I can mentor, I coach coaches. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay.
I mentor coaches so that they can then pass that on to their students that they have in the program.
Okay.
So the better job I do of coaching coaches, the better job the coaches will do with their students.
Cool.
That's where my role is.
Got it.
Awesome.
I think that about wraps it up.
Oh, hey. That was great.
That was awesome.
You guys are good at this.
Well,
first podcast.
We really appreciate you coming on the podcast and giving us your time, and I thought it was really great, so
Sounds like with your plans, you're quite a busy man. So
No doubt. Yeah, I like it that way. It keeps me out of trouble, and I just really enjoy doing everything I can to help you guys here at Martin Creek.
Yeah.
Have a great experience, a positive experience. So we'd love to come back and talk at any time.
Yeah.
Just let me know, and best of luck with your podcast. And if there's anything I can do in the future to help, let me know.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right.